Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The principal of Ider High School says there was no immediate or actionable threat following an investigation into threatening statements allegedly made by a student yesterday. Principal David Newsom says school administrators were notified about 11 yesterday morning that a student had reportedly made threatening statements. The school's threat assessment team worked with local law enforcement. They quickly initiated standard safety protocols to determine the nature and validity of the reported threat and whether there was any potential risk. Following the investigation, school officials and law enforcement officials determined there was no immediate threat and no actionable threat to students, staff, or the community. Principal Newsom also said there was no threat directed toward any specific group of students and that rumors suggesting otherwise are incorrect. Newsom added the school takes every safety report seriously and encourages students and members of the community to report any safety concerns directly to administrators or to law enforcement. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory across much of the tri-state area as dangerous heat and humidity will continue across the region. The advisory remains in effect until 8 o'clock Sunday evening. Heat index values could reach as high as 110 degrees. You're encouraged to drink plenty of fluids, stay in air conditioning when possible, avoid prolonged exposure to the sun, and check on elderly relatives and neighbors. Anybody working or spending extended periods outside should take frequent breaks, wear lightweight clothing, and limit strenuous activity to the early morning or evening when possible. Officials do remind you to watch for symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat stroke is a medical emergency. If you experience it, you're encouraged to call 911. The Saturday Market returns to downtown Trenton tomorrow, bringing shopping, food, and family fun to the Square area. The market will be held tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Square and at Veterans Park. More than 45 vendors are expected, along with inflatables, face painting, food, ice cream, and other activities for the whole family. The Saturday Market is designed to showcase local businesses, support local vendors, and bring the community together in downtown Trenton. Admission is free. Again, that's tomorrow, 10 to 4, on the Square and at Veterans Park. Park in Trenton. In sports, it's a big weekend for Dade County Athletics as the Wolverines get ready for the return of high school football season. Now, the community is invited to meet the Wolverines tonight at 6:30, with fans getting a chance to meet the student athletes, band members, and cheerleaders. Admission is simply a donation of laundry detergent or a pack of sports drinks. Tomorrow night, Dade County travels to Chattanooga to take on Chattanooga Prep at Findlay Stadium. Kickoff 6:30 tomorrow evening. We'll have the coverage live here on KWIN 6:15 tomorrow night. If you're going, you're encouraged to wear maroon and gold and help pack Findlay Stadium. Admission is $10 with tickets available through the Dade County High School office. Following Wolverine football tomorrow night, of course, we'll join up with the Atlanta Braves as they'll be in game two against the Arizona Diamondbacks. A big weekend for the Wolverines. Meet the Wolverines tonight, then Dade County football tomorrow night, 6:15 here on Classic Hits KWIN. Dade County's participation at Findlay Stadium this weekend is all a part of the big football jamboree. It actually kicks off tonight at 6:30 as Heritage takes on Boyd Buchanan. 8:30 tonight, it's Marion County and Cleveland. Tomorrow night, the aforementioned Dade County Chattanooga Prep game at 6:30, and then Murray County and Ridgeland at 8:30 tomorrow night. And once again, don't forget Dade County coverage tomorrow evening against Chattanooga Prep, 6:15 here on KWIN. And the Braves are back in action tonight. They open a three-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Airtime for the Ford Leadoff Show, 6 o'clock this evening. First pitch at 7:15. Every pitch of every game right here all season long on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date anytime online at discoverdade.com or here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.